One guest, 10 songs, 10 reasons. Music was my first love on Radio Glamorgan.
Back in 2021, when Hospital Radio Glamorgan volunteer Beth Gulliver originally appeared on Music Was My First Love, this happened.
The song was actually playing when my boyfriend, my current boyfriend, who I've been with for 6 years, wow, when he asked me to be his girlfriend.
I'm interested at the fact that you refer to your boyfriend as your current boyfriend. Is that to keep him on his toes?
Well, Beth obviously did keep her boyfriend on his toes, because just a few years later, Josh Jarvis proposed to Beth Gulliver, and in May 2026, they'll tie the knot in a lavish Hollywood-style wedding to beat all lavish Hollywood-style weddings, it says here. Since leaving Cardiff in 2021, Beth has remained with the station, co-hosting Wednesday's Midweek Mix, occasionally covering for me on the RG Night Train and presenting the occasional bank holiday show. So, as a thank you to her for staying with Hospital Radio Glamorgan despite moving it away, and as a way of showing my great affection for her, we've invited Beth and Josh onto Music Was My First Love to choose 10 songs that mean something to them and to their relationship, and to look ahead to the big day. We'll hear from Beth and Josh after their first choice, which comes from My Chemical Romance and makes Welcome to the Black Parade, as of 2026, the standalone most chosen song on Music Was My First Love. This is Music Was My First Love, a special, the wedding of Beth and Josh.
He said, son, when you grow up, would you be the saviour of the broken, the beaten and the damned?
Hello.
Hello.
Lovely to be here.
Thanks for having us.
Josh, you're very welcome. On the Midweek Mix, you are the equivalent of the fifth Beatle, with so many mentions. In fact, at one stage, halfway through the show, Josh, Beth would always say, Josh is home, just going to step away and say hi. And we considered for a minute having a feature called Hi Josh. tell me one of you about your first choice, and indeed its importance.
Well, rightfully so. I think that song has been chosen so many times on Music Was My First Love, for a start.
Absolutely.
It's a classic. You definitely introduced me to a lot of that music, I think, Josh.
Yes, I did. I gave you lots of education in that era, I think.
Yes, you did. I think, to go a little bit back, the way that we met when we were in school. So back when we were just 10 years old in year five, and briefly dated in year six. But then the stress of the SATs tests, I had to break up with Josh. I was just too stressed out.
How old were you then?
That was literally 11 years old.
Okay.
But I got my karma, because someone later skied over my face that holiday. So
yeah.
I feel like
it cost me a fiver, but it's worth it.
Basically. But then we were best friends ever since then, really. And then we got together when we were 16, and that was the song that was playing when Josh asked me to be his girlfriend.
Yes.
So, Josh, how long in between dating at the age of 10, which we won't count, how long before you asked Beth to be your girlfriend had it been building up inside you that you wanted to?
Oh, I mean, I'm pretty sure I'd asked her once before and she'd said no as well. So
I didn't remember that.
I think when we were about 13, maybe, or maybe, yeah, 12, 13, I asked you and I think you said no. Beth, if she doesn't remember, I think that's what happened.
Probably.
And then, what, we were just best friends, and then we were 16, and I don't know, I guess I thought, I'll ask again.
Yeah, try again. Like,
and Beth, when
we had more chance at that point. We were best friends by that point.
So, Beth, did it, when you finally accepted, had the question come out of the blue?
I think it was quite expected. We'd been sort of dating for a couple of months. And like I said, we'd been best friends and so, so close. And like, we'd been a big part of each other's lives for a long time, I think.
Absolutely.
All of our families were expecting it. So when it actually happened, it was expected, but a very wonderful surprise at the time.
Let's move straight on to your next choice. Something new for me. Who wants to tell me about Warmness of the Soul by Avenged Sevenfold? In fact, Beth, there's about four or five of their songs on our system, but not this one. So somebody knows them.
Oh, no way.
Oh.
This was part of my musical education from Josh, actually.
Yeah. I mean, Avenged Sevenfold is the band, one of the bands that I grew up with. It's probably my favourite band of all time. Yeah. You know, I've been to see them a fair few times. I've even taken you to see them now.
You have? We've seen them together.
Yeah. But Warmness of the Soul was, it was a song that I'd heard and I really liked it. But then I think I'd listened to it and it was, well, how old were we then? 17, 18?
Yeah.
So I listened to it for the first time. We were kind of early in the relationship. And it just really made me think of Beth. And I think I'll let you Carry
Yeah,
on.
well, then we were in sixth form, and so, like Josh said, about 17, 18, and one day he just said, I need to take you for coffee. I need you to listen to this song. It really makes me think of you. So we went to Costa, and we got a little coffee together, and he made me sit there with my earphones in and listen to it. And at this point, Josh wasn't big on romantic gestures, but it's something he's learned over time, I think, for sure. So that was like a really big deal for me. And he said it reminded me of him, which is really wonderful. And now it's a very important song to both of us.
And we have gone through good and bad times.
Josh, are they American?
Yes, they are.
Yeah, the sound of that. I've not heard that before. It's really nice. And I've never heard of them. So I'm the one being educated tonight. Thank you very much. So you both grew up in Bromsgrove, not Bromsgrove. It's not that bad. You both grew up in Bromsgrove, living about 10 minutes from each other, and you were both in junior school together. So you talked about being 10, but before those years, were you still friends?
So we have three schools in Bromsgrove. So you have the first school, middle school, high school. So we first met in year five, which is the first year of middle school, when we were 10, and were friends from the start, really. I don't think there was ever a time when we weren't friends. We got on really well immediately, I think.
And is that first meeting a distant memory, or do you remember it well?
It's so funny. I don't remember our first meeting, but the way that our seats were, I can remember how I could see him across the classroom, and my chair was sort of facing his. So a lot of my memories from that first sort of form class, you know, the sort of first class of
Which
the day in year five, Miss Lake's class.
Oh.
Do you remember? I was sat sort of like facing on an angle to your, so you were like in my vision, in my line of vision, 24/7, essentially.
I can see the movie coming on, you know.
Honestly, it was so written in stars.
And Josh, as you got older and became young teens, was there much of a social life in Bromsgrove?
What's there?
There's not much going on in Bromsgrove.
There's a spoons.
Yeah.
There was a club.
One club. Yeah. One club. 57 Monkeys, it was called at the time, I think, isn't it? It was a terrible name.
Oh, yeah. I think it's shut down and reopened about five times since.
Yeah.
Really? My brother lives in Tame, and he said when he first moved there, he said that the nightlife on Saturday, all the kids hang out at bus stops to go to Milton Keynes, because that's where they actually is, not Tame.
Yeah, sounds about right. Sounds quite similar.
Third choice, tell me about the track you've chosen from Hozier, who has been on this series before, but not this song, strangely enough.
Oh, really? Oh, this is a classic. So we thought we'd sort of choose our songs chronologically, essentially, through our relationship. So this is one that sort of reminds us of university. Josh went to Cardiff University, and then I went to Lincoln University. So it's about 6 hours apart. And Josh would drive to see me every other weekend, 6 hour journey, wouldn't you?
I would, yeah. And I had a playlist for that journey. And this is the song that I remember kind of most fondly from that journey. And I would always be belting it out at the top of my lungs, driving down at, I didn't even know what time of day it was. Through snow, rain,
yes,
wind, all sorts.
For 3 years.
Yes,
yeah, we did that.
3 years of Take Me to Church. God, blimey.
Yes, basically. But it's a song now that as soon as it starts playing, we just have to say one line and then we're both singing the whole song. It's so good.
Take me to church, I worship like a dog at the shrine of your life. I'll tell you my sins and you can sharpen your knife.
Beth, I don't know whether we've ever had it on Compare and Contrast on the Midweek Mix, but there's a really good country version of that.
Ooh, who is it?
You have to
send me the link.
I'll have to look at my Night Train list, because I've played it and I can't remember who it's by.
You could play it on the Midweek Mix for us, couldn't you?
I'll do that for you.
Yes, please.
This may be a question you've never asked each other before, or if you have, and it's a bit sensitive and will lead to a massive bust up on live radio, but in between growing up in those early teens and becoming full-time a boyfriend and girlfriend, were there other relationships along the way?
Let's think. From when we got together.
So in between breaking up because you had a nervous breakdown over stats and getting together properly and staying together.
Yeah, to be fair, you had another relationship, I suppose, didn't you, for a couple of years? Me, not so much, really. Sort of dated a few people, but not really, not properly.
No.
We were the first proper, I think.
Saving yourself for each other.
Yes, very romantic.
Listen, we've got a lot to talk about as we move on. I'm going to move straight on to the music with your fourth choice. Tell me about Sanctuary from Joji, which Beth, along with Welcome to the Black Parade, was a song you chose when you first appeared on Music Was My First Love.
Was it?
Yes, that makes sense, actually. I think it's a really important song to both of us. Do you want to...
Was it the same reasons?
Same reason.
Yeah, so, I mean, after uni, we went travelling around Asia for, what was it, 6 weeks? Four weeks, something like that. And this song was really the track list to that, the soundtrack to all of that. Holds such kind of precious memories for us both at that time.
I think we listened to it so much, didn't we, on the plane, like going between places and when we were sort of going around. And
hotel rooms at night as well.
Yeah, just always having it on in the background. Whatever we were doing, playing cards or, you know, anything, it was just always there. We were just kind of hyper-fixated on this song. And, you know, obviously the whole point of this show is that, you know, songs have memories attached to them. But, you know, when there's one song that you can just pinpoint to literally, it's like a month.
You can literally taste
a month of time. Exactly. Yeah, I can taste all the food we had, everything. But it's a song that makes us both so happy that it's going to be the song that I walk down the aisle to.
Oh, how lovely. That's a good preview then.
Yeah, we've got a string quartet and I think it's going to sound really amazing on that.
I think so.
So you're not going to walk down like Nested in... in when she was marrying Dave Kitchens.
I was tempted.
In her Doc Martens. This is so tell
maybe
us who this is.
When we renew our vows.
Yeah.
Maybe when we renew our vows.
Remind us who this is then.
So this is Joji with Sanctuary.
Go ahead and bark after dark, fallen star, I'm your one call away.
Your fifth choice, Beth and Josh, comes from one of my favourite bands, Counting Crows, and a track from the Shrek 2 soundtrack. Tell me about this one.
It is indeed. Well, chronologically, as I said, after university, we moved to Cardiff together, didn't we?
You did. Well, I already lived there.
I joined
you in Cardiff. City. You just couldn't help it.
It is great. It really is great. And we lived there sort of working for a year, didn't we? Josh was in recruitment. I was teaching English to Chinese children remotely. And that's when I also joined Radio Glamorgan. So very good time our lives. Yeah. Shout out. Mm-hmm. Shout out Radio Glamorgan. But then obviously that was 2020. So then lockdown, sort of everything changed really. And we both sort of reevaluated our whole lives, didn't we?
Yeah.
We both decided to go back to university to sort of retrain.
Change up our careers, right?
Yes. Yeah. So Josh was going to do computing and I wanted to do journalism. So that was quite a sort of transformational time in our lives, I'd say, really.
Absolutely.
And during that time, we lived with our best friend, Owen, and we watched Shrek 2 a lot. It was like one of his favourite films and one of our favourite films. And this is just, it just became a bit of a soundtrack to that part of our lives as well, I think, didn't it?
Yeah.
And it's a banger. So.
Yeah, it really is.
Accidentally in love. Accidentally in love.
We are Radio Glamorgan.
So that was Frankie Valli there with Can't Take My Eyes Off of You. And that is following on from Counting Crows from Shrek 2. And it's also during lockdown. We used to choose a film every night and we'd take it in turn. So like I said, we were living with our best friend Owen at the time. The three of us would each choose a different film every night. And I've been putting up with their suggestions for a long time. Most of them were good. And then once it was my turn, I thought it's time for me to educate Josh and Owen about rom-coms. So I chose 10 Things I Hate About You, which is an absolute classic. And obviously that song features in it as a really iconic scene with Heath Ledger in it. And you loved it, didn't you?
What a scene.
Honestly.
All of it.
Loved it. And they both did. And they scored it very highly. I mean, it's a great film. I wasn't expecting you to like it as much as you did, actually. To the point where we now watch that film every Valentine's Day together. And that song is actually going to be the song that plays when they sort of announce us as a couple for the first time when we're married, which is really cool.
These are exclusives.
Honestly,
intro song, the walk down the aisle song.
Yes, honestly. And you might even get our first dance later on. Spoilers! Stick around.
We're your healthy choice. We are Hospital Radio Glamorgan.
Beth, you were saying that you went to university in Lincoln.
I did.
And I've had to rapidly change my script because I didn't realise that. and Josh in Cardiff. So what brought you to initially settle here?
We preferred Cardiff, right? Yeah. We just genuinely did.
So obviously I'd visit Josh a lot, sort of every other weekend as well. And it just seemed like such a wonderful city. We loved it, didn't we? Both of us. And you didn't want to leave. And no. I remember actually, we didn't know what to do. We got back from travelling after university. We didn't know what to do, did we? With our lives in general, we were a bit sort of... everything was up in the air, a bit stressed. And we went for lunch, do you remember?
As well, yeah,
and in Bromsgrove. I forgot about this, actually. Yeah. We went for lunch one day and we sort of had a bit of a life planning meeting, didn't we? Banners in just this little cafe back in Bromsgrove. And I sort of said, why don't we just move to Cardiff? We had no jobs, no plan, nothing at that point. And then we sort of started looking for jobs and things. And our friend Owen also went to Cardiff University with Josh. And he didn't want to leave either. He wanted to stay in Cardiff. So the three of us moved together, didn't we?
It's the city that pulls you in.
It really does. And we absolutely loved it. And then we stayed for another year while we studied. And the only reason we left and moved to London was for work, really.
Well, that's the thing, because then, Josh, you did the following. You followed Beth to London. Let me ask the
question.
Did you feel it was inevitable, especially with Beth's line of work in journalism, that the two of you would end up in London? Or was it something that was never really discussed?
Yeah, I mean, it was almost always going to happen because Beth always wanted to move to London. And she'd said that since, I think, before we were together. It was something I always knew. I always heard about Beth coming here with her family on holidays and just loving every second of it. It was kind of the inevitable next step, I think. I mean, my line of work as well, which is just like software development, that's big, obviously, in London, as is journalism. Mm-hmm. So it all just kind of ties together very nicely. Yeah. Although we do miss Cardiff.
Yeah, I loved Cardiff. But we used to go on a lot of... we used to both be theatre kids, didn't we? Mm. Back in school, we were in the drama club. And we'd come on a lot of London trips together. So there was a lot of fond memories for us both, I think, together in London as well. Mm. So it was nice that we sort of got to experience Cardiff for a bit together. And then we've also had a lot of fun in London as well, which is nice.
It's really strange, Beth, because it's had the opposite effect on me. I used to go to London. No, I used to go to London a lot with family, friends, stay then when my brothers moved to London. Then I went and lived there for a year and I put me right off.
I really do think that happens. It divides people, doesn't it? They either love it or they hate it.
I think I found it too big. I'd leave work. Yeah. If I worked in an off licence, I would leave work at about midnight on a Saturday night, and you'd think the roads would be empty. You'd be stuck in traffic like it was Saturday lunchtime.
Classic. Anyway, well, ironically, the thing I loved about Cardiff was that it was small and walkable and lovely. So it's quite funny that we've ended up in the biggest city in the UK, but there we go.
McFly next. Tell me about Stargirl.
Yeah, so McFly as a band, it holds a very special place in our heart. We both went to see Mokebusted together when we were like 17, I think it was.
Yes.
And then after that, we kind of were speaking about it and we sort of realised we'd actually also been at the same Busted concert when we were 5 years old.
Yeah.
Which I think was probably the first time we kind of crossed paths a little bit.
Could have met them 5 years old.
Yeah, we could have been set by each other. but with this song in particular, so Stargirl, it takes us both back to Bali in 2024 for our engagement. It was the first song that played after that I'd asked Beth to marry me. Hey, I'm looking up for my Stargirl. I guess I'm
stuck in this mad world. The things that I want to say. Beth, how did that Dr. Gulliver thing start? Did you pass exams or something?
Yeah, so I did another degree when I went to Cardiff and I did a master's, and then that's for some reason you ran with it as though it was a PhD and have been referring to me as Dr. Gulliver ever since. And I have to keep saying, we are on a hospital radio station. It's very misleading. I can't save anyone's life.
No, that's true. Hey, listen, as if this episode of Music Was My First Love wasn't slushy enough, it's about to get worse, because before we start to bring a relationship up to date with Josh and Beth, this is a little something from me to you. Said I'm gonna keep on giving you the best that I got. Anita Baker, giving you the best that I got. That's from me to you guys.
Lovely. Thank you very much.
Pleasure. Tell me about the proposal, Josh, and you have to stay quiet here.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no, you do. No. Because I'll be asking you the same question later. Josh, how long had you been preparing it for in your head?
Oh,
it's a good question. I'd like to know.
I don't really know. I think since, well, for a few years, like it was our 10-year anniversary, when I engaged on the day. And it kind of always made sense to me in my head that it was going to be the 10-year anniversary, probably from maybe 7 years, because I was like, I'm halfway between 5 and 10 now. So I guess I'll wait till 10, because it seems like it's a big occasion and it's a good enough occasion for it.
It's so funny as well, because that year I felt like you were really trying to put me off the scent, because you were like, yeah, oh, maybe next year, maybe in a couple of years' time. Like, we had a few conversations about it, didn't we, at 10 years?
I mean, your grandma asked me directly, am I going to engage, and I said proposed to her, am I going to engage?
Am I going to engage?
In a duel. Yeah. Threw down a glove.
Am I going to propose?
So when you booked the holiday, had you bought the ring?
Had I? I don't think I had.
We booked the holiday.
I knew I was going to buy the ring, but we'd booked the holiday quite early on. So then it was actually maybe 4 months before, 3 months before that I bought the ring.
Right. Tell me, Josh, and I emphasise Josh, I don't want to hear from Beth, tell me about the actual moment. Was it daytime, evening time?
It was nighttime. So
outdoors?
We had, it was indoors. Right. So we'd had this, well, I'd arranged for this very lovely romantic dinner out on sort of like a jetty off into the rainforest. And I'd kind of had nice plans to do it there, but I'm quite a private person. So I kind of, in the end, I decided it's too much. It was all very romantic.
The rim impacted it as well, didn't it?
It was a little bit of rain, but it was, yeah, it was just, it felt like to be the most authentic kind of engagement, it should be in private and just us. So we'd had this lovely romantic dinner that was amazing, amazing food. And on the walk back, I could hear Beth really deflated and sad. And Beth claims that wasn't the case. But my heart was breaking because I was like, just give me a second. I promise it's coming, please.
You have to understand, this was the most romantic dinner we've ever been on. That was rose petals, live music, candles, that Josh had arranged everything for. And I just thought, well, this is the most romantic thing we've ever done. If not now, like when?
I had to kind of really, I was almost like, I'm just going to do it. I'm going to do it now on this path. I don't know what to do. I can't stand it. I hate it. But then managed to wait just a couple of minutes. We got back. I'd arranged for a nice bottle of champagne to be delivered to the room as well. Mm-hmm. And then I'd set up my phone to record it. And then I think
I said, didn't I? Because I thought the hotel had provided the champagne because they knew it was our 10-year anniversary. So I said, oh, what a lovely surprise. And then Josh said, I've got another surprise for you. And I turned around and he was on one knee.
Yes. Oh.
Yeah, it was really wonderful.
Looking for his contact lens.
Yeah, might as well have been.
Right, yeah, who's going to tell me about the next choice from Neil Diamond?
that's me as well, yeah. So it's a bit of a strange addition, and it's another one from Bali. So I'd only discovered this song about a week before we went on holiday, I think.
Yeah.
And I'd kind of snuck it into the Bali playlist without Beth knowing. It played several times, and she started off really hating
it. I hated it.
Which is Rogue, by the way. This is an amazing song. But by the end of the holiday, we were both kind of line dancing around the room every time we came on. So
it really grew on me. So nothing.
Forever in blue jeans, baby, tonight.
So Beth, the proposal from your part, Bali 2024, celebrating, yes, 10 years together, pre-romantic dinner, did you have any inclination that it was coming?
Well, it's interesting, really, because obviously being our 10-year anniversary and going somewhere as beautiful as Bali, everyone had been asking me that in the weeks leading up to it, to the point where Josh was like, I think, probably thinking, can you stop? You're going to ruin the surprise. Yeah. And I always said, I don't know. I think a part of me thought, yes, that would be really wonderful. But I also thought, I know what Josh is like. Like, he really wants me to be surprised here. And I think you were so desperate for it to be a surprise that I almost convinced myself it definitely wasn't going to be on that day, because I thought, well, that would be silly. I think throughout the day, we had a really lovely day. We went to a waterfall and it was really pretty. And again, I was just enjoying the day. I didn't really think about it at that point. Then we went for this dinner. And like I said, it was the most beautiful thing. And I thought, yeah, no, definitely going to be now. And we got to dessert. And I was thinking, right, OK, dessert of a 5-course meal, by the way. I was thinking, well, it's probably not going to happen now, then, is it? And it had started raining midway through. We had to move locations, didn't we?
Yeah.
And and everything about it was just, I was like, oh, maybe not then. So that is the point at which Josh said that I seemed a bit sad, but I don't remember being sad. I just remember thinking, oh, I guess it's not going to be now. He must be so desperate for me to be surprised. It will be some other time. And if anything, I was intrigued because I was thinking, oh, what's it going to be then? That's so exciting. But apparently that's not the vibe, so I was giving up.
No, I felt awful. My heart was breaking. No.
Oh, bless you. Well, anyway, what it meant was that I was so incredibly surprised when we did get back to our little villa and I turned around and obviously he was on one knee. I was genuinely so shocked and it was just the most wonderful moment, like the best moment of my life. And yeah, we were giddy afterwards, weren't we? Just so ecstatic. It was wonderful.
And both families delighted?
Yes, we actually FaceTimed my mum and my sister almost immediately after, maybe half an hour later, didn't we?
Yeah.
And my mum said it's like the happiest she's ever seen us, which is really sweet.
Lovely.
But yeah, they're all really happy. I feel like we've been a part of each other's lives for such a long time that it's almost more like a formality at this stage, getting married, isn't it? I feel like I already feel like they are an extension of my own family, which is really nice.
I remember your return to the midweek mix after your holiday telling us. Because we never crossed our minds, you know. So,
that's so nice. That's good.
Penultimate choice from Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zones. Who wants to tell me about this one?
Zeros.
I think... What did I say? Zones.
Zones. Sorry. Yeah, I kind of like that better. The Magnetic Zones.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's an album title. Magnetic Zone. Big fan of that. So chronologically, again, it brings us up to our wedding, I guess. So all of our lovely listeners are going to be getting a bit of an exclusive because we are in the stage where we can't decide what to have as our first dance. So the final two songs are our two choices, really.
Yeah.
So this is the one that I think I really would like it to be because it's called Home. And I think that's a motif that has just been really consistent throughout our relationship. I always feel at home with Josh. That's my, because we were best friends first, just completely at home with each other. And I just think this is just such a fun song. I've played it a lot on the midweek mix. Yeah. I know that for sure. I just think it's really fun. And I just think it's a different first dance. And I just think it'd be really lovely. We haven't got like a one moment of this song that we're sort of attached to in any way. It's just more of, it just sort of sums up everything really, just about being home when we're with each other.
Beth, we've known each other since early 2020, and
we have,
I know,
indeed.
You've experienced a lot of ups and downs in that time, and sometimes it must feel that your downs were never ending, but 2026 must feel like it's going to be one special year for you.
Oh my gosh, Andrew, you're going to make me cry. You can't throw things like that at me. I'm a very emotional person. Basically. Also on that, I'd just like to say, while we're doing a sort of relationship episode of this, through all of those downs, some of which I've spoken about on the midweek mix, and there's been quite a lot of things that seem to have gone wrong for our family, but Josh has been there through all of it. Some of that happened almost as soon as we got together, some of the bad things. I know it's very cheesy, everyone says, oh, my rock, but genuinely could not have gotten through any of that without him. And I really do feel like hopefully 2026 is our year. I feel like it's about time. There's been lots of good in all of that time as well, loads of good. We're so lucky, we have such wonderful families and things like that. So hopefully 2026 is the one where everything sort of comes together.
I don't think there's any hopefully about it. I think it will be. Who wants to tell me about your final choice from Arctic Monkeys?
You take this one.
Yeah, I'll take this one. So the Arctic Monkeys, they're one of my favourite bands. And I think this is just such an amazing cover. I think, Beth, you've maybe used this before for Compare and Contrast.
Yeah,
is that right?
I think I did. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a song that makes a lot of sense for a first dance. It's all about love. It's about commitment to each other. And I also think it's a little bit easier to dance to.
Yeah,
I was thinking that during the last one. So
look, we could do an acoustic cover. It would be fine.
So, guys, listen, a big wedding day, May 27th. 2026? What can you tell me about it that you haven't already?
Oh, goodness, what can we tell you? Let me think. We've got a lovely band, haven't we? Live music's very important to us, isn't it? And so many of our memories are at concerts and things like that. So, yeah, we're going to have a band. It's just going to be a really big celebration with our families, isn't it?
Is it a church wedding?
Not a church, no. It's a venue that's It's kind of a cross between a warehouse and a barn, isn't it, really? It's set on like a rural estate, so it's on sort of like rolling hills, but it's very modern inside. It's a nice sort of mixture of the two, and we're really excited. It's just going to be so much fun.
Absolutely.
Well, we wish you a wonderful day. Wish you every happiness, which you both deserve, and thank you for sitting down with me and chatting and sharing 10 songs personal to both of you, Josh and Beth. Thank you.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
I'm gonna stay right here by your side and do my best to keep you satisfied. Nothing in the world could drive me away. Every day you'll hear me say, baby, I'm yours.
You've been listening to a very special edition of Music Was My First Love on Hospital Radio Glamorgan, where we've been celebrating the forthcoming marriage of volunteer Beth Gulliver and her fiancé Josh Jarvis, listening to 10 songs that mean something to the two of them. And a reminder that you can hear Beth on Hospital Radio Glamorgan's midweek mix, keeping me in check, well, trying to anyway, Wednesdays from 6. I'm Andrew Wolfe, and join me again soon when another guest chooses 10 of their favourite tracks on another edition of Music Was My First Love.